struck down again. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden's plans to erase student loan debt for millions of people halted by a federal judge in Texas who has ruled the program is unconstitutional because the president usurped congressional powers.
The president of the foundation that brought the suit reacting to Thursday's ruling, saying this attempted illegal student loan bailout would have done nothing to address the root cause of unaffordable tuition. Greedy and bloated colleges that raise tuition far more than inflation year after year while sitting on $700 billion in endowments.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre issuing a statement saying the administration strongly disagrees, the Justice Department already filing a notice of appeal. Republicans have moved a seat closer to the majority in the House. GOP challenger Eli Crane ousting Democrat incumbent Tom O'Halloran in Arizona's 2nd Congressional District in results announced late Thursday. Republicans now have 211 of the 218 seats required for the majority, with 32 races still undecided. The storm that was Hurricane Nicole has been downgraded again.
It's no longer a tropical storm, so you're no longer really seeing those tropical storm strength winds, but you can still see it churning through Georgia, getting a soaking of rain there, and it's continuing up through the Carolinas, mainly becoming a rainfall event. So more than likely, we're going to see flooding, flash flooding, as we watch what will eventually be remnants of Nicole get swept up in another system coming in from the west and carrying it into the Northeast.
Marissa Torres of Fox Weather. The National Weather Service warns the storm could potentially spawn tornadoes overnight. Police in Albuquerque, New Mexico, shot a man to death Thursday. They say he lunged at officers with a knife. 17 police shootings in Albuquerque this year, the most ever, the police chief said. They'd been working with a crisis intervention unit trying to get the man some help. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There are new concerns that China could soon invade Taiwan.
The U.S. Navy's top admiral recently warned China could launch an invasion of Taiwan within months, words echoed a few days ago by Taiwan's president. Some Republican lawmakers, like Congressman Mike Gallagher, want to see the Biden administration deploy short and intermediate range missiles to protect Taiwan and ward off any potential invasion. The head of the U.S. military's nuclear arsenal recently warned China is quickly modernizing its own nuclear forces. It will have 1,000 nuclear warheads by the end of the decade, and the U.S. is falling behind. Now, David Ignatius reports that Chinese President Xi is convinced our two nations are heading towards war.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Biden is scheduled to meet with China's President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the G20 summit meeting in Indonesia next week. The president is now on his way to Egypt at a U.N. climate conference. Russia has begun its withdrawal from the Ukrainian city of Kherson. A Ukrainian military official says the landmines being left behind could turn it into a city of death. A South Korean manufacturer is sending 100,000 artillery shells to Ukrainian military forces. The U.S. is paying for them. The Twitter employees who survived this week's layoffs have been told they must show up in the office Thursday morning. Elon Musk says there's no more working from home as the company braces for difficult times ahead, including its potential collapse if they can't find new ways of making money. A Texas attorney has been charged with secretly trying to end his wife's pregnancy.
Houston attorney Mason Herring is accused of slipping abortion-inducing pills into his wife's drinks in an attempt to end her pregnancy. He's been indicted on two felony counts including assault on a pregnant person. The couple had been separated, and the wife told investigators she became suspicious when she found packaging for the abortion-inducing drugs in his trash. Their baby was born prematurely, but is reportedly healthy. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.